Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
You're listening to Chai FM. I'm now joined by Sarah Gon, who's a Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations. And today we've got a very interesting topic. I think it's a bit of a loaded question because this question could go two ways. Are deputy ministers dodos? So Sarah, when Ramaphosa came to power, he promised to streamline cabinet. I don't think we've seen much of that happening. So what is the answer to the question?
By dodos, I didn't mean stupid or anything
no,
like that.
No, I know. Something that could go extinct.
I mean, basically, are they going extinct? And I was sort of inspired by a cartoon last week by Zapiro in the Daily Maverick. He posed a question. The loss of which of these useless appendages would be an actual benefit? A, appendix. B, little toe. C, deputy ministers. And the answer is we pay C 64 million rand per year. No one knows what for.
Sure.
And this essentially is the issue. I mean, it's come to light. I mean, it's really, come to the fore, let's say, over the stepping aside, unauthorized, law authorized leave. I'm not quite sure what it's called of the Minister of Health, Minister Mkhize. Now, stepping aside for the time being means that somebody has to replace him. And Cyril Ramaphosa has decided that our tourism minister, Mamoloko Kubai Ngubane, should both play the role of acting health minister and remain the tourism minister. Now, I think most of us feel that she has not exactly impressed us with her tourism ministry skills. And I would have thought that particularly in the midst of the third wave of the COVID pandemic, that it would really make sense to have someone acting as Minister of Health who really knew something about health. Now, here's the funny thing. The Deputy Minister of Health and the Deputy Ministers of Health don't get appointed as acting anythings. The Deputy Minister of Health, whose role is to assist the Minister of Health, is one Joe Pachla. Now, Deputy Minister Pachla is a qualified doctor. He's been a superintendent at a number of hospitals. And interestingly enough, he trained in Israel in 1992 for a study in diploma in health service management at the University of Haifa. So he's got a range of these postgraduate qualifications that look quite impressive. I don't know if there's something wrong with him that we don't know, but surely it would have made a huge amount of sense to have him acting as the Minister of Health. He is the Deputy Minister of Health. So if he wasn't, or he isn't, or even if he is any good at his job, and he has to be put in that position, the question comes back to, what are we doing with the deputy ministers? There are 26 of them. Let's perhaps get rid of them. They are becoming extinct.
Sorry, I'm with you on that. I think we need to streamline government. We need to have more public-private partnerships, and we need to ensure that there's accountability and that accountability stops with one person in each department. In other countries, even a one percenter of one of the type of scandals we endure in South Africa, a person falls on their sword, that's them done. In some countries, it's far more severe. They get prosecuted. We need to see more of that.
Of course we do. I mean, good management is good management, whether it's in the public sector or the private sector. And good management, I don't think we would know where to look for it.
You're 100% right. Sarah Gon, thank you so much for joining us today. I think it's a very interesting topic. It's something that we do need to look at. And I think with local elections around the corner, it's time to start holding people accountable.